Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Although the number of confirmed cases are still relatively few, chronic wasting disease continues to spread from Saskatchewan into Alberta's wild deer population. As a geneticist and an investigator for the Alberta Prion Research Institute, Dr. David Coltman is looking for some way that scientists might predict the spread of the deadly disease. Using genetic barcoding, Dr. Coltman has found the herds mix freely across Western Canada, so there's no natural or environmental barriers to prevent the spread of CWD from herd to herd. He's also determined that Alberta's deer belong to a genotype that makes them more susceptible to the disease. This means the incubation period is shorter rather than longer.
If you have a long incubation period so that the animal is more resistant in the sense that it doesn't get sick as early, it's a Typhoid Mary. It's walking around shedding infectious particles for a much longer time. If it's a buck that gets older and goes on a long distance movement to try to find does and encounters lots of does, the transmission dynamics, it could be a lot worse for transmission to be, if you like, quote unquote, resistant.
But it's still a mystery exactly how chronic wasting disease is spread from deer to deer. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.